Welcome to Concafé for the 21st day of February, year of our Lord 2024. Delighted you could join us. I pray this bring a blessing to you. We're going to the Old Testament station, making a stop in the first book of the Bible, chapter 17, verses 1 through 7, then jumping to verses 15 and 16 in the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And this devotional is called The Promise of Faith. The promise of faith. And I hope you find it a blessing for your life and help us live better as people who are faith holders in our God and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and guided by God's Holy Spirit. Ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come forth from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. And God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her. And moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Friends, I'm going to say it. God is so good. Yes, all the time. And all the time, God is good. I am blessed by God's tender mercy. In no way am I a perfect person. I am chief among sinners, to quote Paul. But I am way blessed more than I truly deserve. That's what grace is all about. Since that moment, when I was about 8 years old, that I put my faith in God and Jesus and asked Jesus to be in my heart as my Lord and Savior, I have seen and done many things that never in my wildest dreams I would have thought possible. For a boy from Kingsville, Texas. I have a woman for a wife that this coming 25th of this month will have been my wife for 46 years. Just this afternoon, she and I were talking about that. Seems just like a week, a very great week. And I'm blessed. I'm very blessed by Nellie as my wife. And she in turn has blessed us with four incredible, gorgeous babies. Who in turn have blessed us with almost seven grandchildren. Number seven is on his way, and pray for Katie and her soon-to-arrive son, that it be all on God's timing, God's plan. And pray for the grandparents. We are we are besides ourselves. Just can't wait. And God has blessed me with you. I thank God for you. I'd say that all the time, but I mean that. I really mean it. I thank God for you. I love you. And I want you to know, if you don't hear it anywhere else, I do love you and I pray for you. And if you have special prayer needs, let me know of those and I will lift those up. My life has been a product of faith. I must add, again, not a perfect faith on my part, but perfect on God's part. Now, let's focus on Father Abraham. And I can't say that without thinking of the song. Had many sons and daughters too. Many sons had Father Abraham. Now, in our time, to be honest, Abraham at his age would have been a resident of Morningside Manor, or you fill in the blank with your local nursing home slash elder care facility. You'd think he'd be a pro at shuffleboard or dominoes or cards or whatever it is that folks at that age do at Morningside Manors. And maybe he was first in line for supper at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. His wife, Sarah, wears Ode to Ben-Gay and has many comadres with whom she shares the news of other residents of the manor. The closest you would think this dear old lady would get to a baby would be a great-granddaughter's baby shower. And you'd have to drag Father Abraham to such an event. But one thing the two have is a close personal relationship with God. The two had been asked by God to walk before me, quoting what God said, which is an invitation to a deeper, more intentional relationship with Him. God had also asked them to live lives of blamelessness, I'm quoting that word, not perfection, but surely an ongoing commitment to growth and integrity. Are you on such a journey yourself? Now, the two have undergone name changes by God to reflect the change in their role and responsibilities. They're coming. Abram has been called to change from exalted father to, and I'm quoting here, father of a multitude, meaning that God was not through with him. So he needed to pack his bags, head from Morningside Manor to Methodist Hospital, where Sarah would become not just princess, but princess of many. Her work was not yet done. The message from God, hear this, the message from God transcends mere lineage. It signifies a spiritual lineage of those who, like Abraham and Sarah, embrace transformation and walk faithfully with God. It should remind us that the promises of God extend beyond our immediate lives that will impact generations to come, which will leave a lasting legacy of faith. So, friends, this devotional isn't just about historical figures. It's a call to action. God invites each of us, you and me, to walk before God seeking personal transformation and alignment with His purpose for our lives. Are we willing to embrace change even when it's uncomfortable? Are we open to God renaming us, revealing hidden potential within us? I am, and I hope you are as well. Let's pray. Loving God, as we reflect on the covenant with Abraham and Sarah, open our hearts to your transforming power. Help us shed old ways of thinking and embrace new beginnings. Grant us the courage to walk faithfully before you, trusting your promises even when we don't fully understand the journey. May we, like Abraham and Sarah, become instruments of your blessings, leaving a legacy of faith and hope for generations to come. And this we pray in Christ Jesus' strong name. Amen. Have a great and blessed day in the Lord, dear friend. Here's your call to action. Allow God to reshape your life one step at a time. Be open to new names, unexpected blessings, and the enduring covenant of love that He offers to all who seek Him. I love you. I thank God for you. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Click all the buttons there that let people know you've been blessed and help us win the world for Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.